It's not what you are made of, but what you become that determines what you can achieve. We're a product of our past, and we're not only a product of our past, we're a product of how our mind treats those past experiences. Because everything that's ever happened and what we've done about those events and those situations and the things that we've learned have brought us to where we are today in our particular situation. And what we ultimately do in terms of how we let those different things define us then determines what we go on to achieve. When we talk about that, we have to look at it from the point of view of positive or negative. And it's up to you to ultimately decide what is the positive direction you want to be going. But you're also, in fact, deciding if you're going down a negative direction. And that comes down to things like an abundance, a positive or a grateful mindset, or a scarcity or negative mindset. If you play the victim to all the negative things and all the experiences that have happened in your life, all the decisions that you've made, oh, I can't do this because I put myself in this situation, and you dwell on those and you feed that negative emotion and that negative thought, that's all you're going to get. You're going to continue to fester those negative thoughts. But in saying that, the opposite is possible if you just treat those differently. If you take an abundance mindset, if you take those things positively, and it can be different things, like all of your situations don't always, you know, they're not always good. We've all done things that we look back and go, yeah, probably wish I didn't do that. I myself have a few of those that I need to, as I said the other day, take ownership of your mistakes. But if I look at those and look at the positive things and go, you know what, I've done those things, but on the same token, there's so much more that I can do. Look at all the information I have and look forward to the future and think there is so much more out there, then you're actually going to lead yourself down that positive path. And it all comes down to mindset, and changing your mindset is basically down to getting an education. Now, most people, when they hear the word education, think of, oh, I've got to go to school, or I've got to do a course. It's just one type of education. There are many. For me, I get education from listening to YouTube videos, interviews with people who are very successful in their field, TED Talks, reading books, audio books, listening to podcasts, you know, reading and learning. All of these different things from a variety of different people is all forms of education. To give you a little bit of a background story, because it's come up recently as I'm looking to further my own education, I was talking with some friends and we were talking about, you know, our university results and our high school results. And perhaps it's a little bit shameful, but When I finished high school, I got an asterisk for my graduation mark. What that is you scored too low to even get a mark. But in saying that, I've now just enrolled or applied to a university to do postgraduate study. I've been accepted into the first part of an MBA, which is a pretty big deal for me. So the first thing I have to do is actually study a graduate certificate in business administration, and then after doing that, I can then go on and complete the final subjects to be awarded an MBA. So that's one way I'm getting an education as well. But I continue to learn and continue to not let that formal education define me and continue to take on all this information from a myriad of different sources. And many, many different people. So with all of that information coming in, that helps me change my mindset. But it's about garbage in and garbage out. It's a computing term. It also works in accounting as well. But effectively, if you fill your mind with garbage, all you're going to do is produce more garbage. And think of it like, your mind is a sponge. If you put soft drink on the table and you take the sponge and mop it up, sponge is going to be filled, with soft drink. You then wring it out into the sink and out comes soft drink. Whereas if you're cleaning up water, and water is actually a very good substance for the mind and for our bodies, you're going to produce water. So that's quality stuff going in order to produce quality stuff going out. And that's the same with education. And it's very hard to break that pattern of thought when you get into that negativity or scarcity mindset. So then you need to go and get an education. You need to fill yourself with positive energy. And yeah, looking at motivational quotes is one thing. But go out there and listen to some of the most prolific business people out there, some of the most prolific speakers. Or if you want to go down a particular path in your career, go and listen to the people that have achieved success in that particular area. And then when you take on the information that they're sharing and they're putting out into the world, your mind starts to absorb that. And then it's a bit like a tree. So when you first plant the seed for a tree, it needs to take in the sun. And it needs to also take in water. So if you take all of this information that you can get from the internet, from books, from podcasts, that's the sun, and you keep radiating that onto that seed, even though it's in the ground, and you feed it with water, and that's obviously looking at the right nutrients and the right mindset, and it, you know, takes a bit to get there. The seed starts to grow, and then once it breaks through, which can take a while, and it's only through feeding it, does it actually start to grow, and then at the breakthrough point, it starts to actually blossom. And that's when the real growth happens. But you have to start. You have to keep taking in that information. Because once that seed or seedling breaks through the ground, the journey's not done. It has to continue to receive information. It has to continue to receive that sunlight and that water in order to continue to grow and to grow strong. So you need to continually educate yourself, formally and informally, in order to continue to grow. And I think using the tree analogy is actually something a sales trainer used to say to me. He said, in life, you're either a tree, you're growing or you're dying. And I think that's very, very true. I think we're always growing or we're dead. But in saying that, we can be growing like an actual tree that can produce fruit, or like a weed if we let ourselves. Let's face it, we don't want to be those disastrous weeds which grow and infest that beautiful garden. And think of that garden as all of the lives and the people around us. We want to be someone that people look up to, that people respect. And you go for a bushwalk and you see that beautiful, old, really strong, really tall tree, you admire it and you respect it. And when we start to grow and form into, metaphorically, that large tree, people will grow us, people will respect us. People don't respect the vines that try and grow around the tree or prevent the tree from growing. So let's continue to just change our mindset. Don't let those past experiences define you. Get that education to then adjust and shift to allow you to grow and move forward.